This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. It was his lucky day. 49-year-old Charles Ramage of Edgemont, Arkansas, was flying an airplane from Memphis to Mountain View when the plane experienced engine trouble shortly after noon on Sunday, causing an emergency landing on Highway 5 South, just south of the Mountain View city limits. Stone County Office of Emergency Management Coordinator Glenn Crimes tells us more.
It was a Cessna 180. Guy was coming from Memphis to Mountain View Airport, and he experienced engine trouble just shy of the airport, made an emergency land south of Mountain View, just about a half a mile outside the city limits. And in the process of the landing, he clipped power line, still managed to land safely. Everything's back in order. Power's resumed, and planes towed into the airport. FAA is going to do an inspection on it tomorrow. Power line started two small fires on the side of the highway. Mountain View Fire Department put those out. The highway wasn't shut down at all. Traffic was able to flow because the pilot was able to put the plane off the road into a driveway. He was real good. Clip that wire and be able to land safely. He done well.
OEM coordinator Glenn Crimes, who said Ramage was not injured and his plane sustained only slight damage. Crimes said about 150 residents were without power for a while on Highway 5 South, but power was restored before sunset. With parking at a premium for Christmas shoppers, police in Little Rock are keeping an eye out for those who park illegally in spots reserved for the disabled. And not even Santa gets a break. Lieutenant Terry Hastings told the Arkansas Democrat Gazette police were patrolling a mall several years ago when the mall Santa arrived late for work and parked in a handicapped spot. The man wasn't difficult to find inside the mall, and police made him move the car but didn't give him a ticket. Those who are ticketed will find it more expensive now. The fine is $100 to $500 for a first offense, up to $1,000 for subsequent offenses. Drivers with more than one offense can also have their license suspended for up to 6 months.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
And the state just north of us, Missouri, their cash-strapped sheriff's departments are forcing inmates to pay their own medical bills as the departments look for ways to cut expenses. State law allows counties to recover the cost of physician visits, dental care, and medication. The Arkansas Business publication reports First Southern Bank of Batesville bought $22 million worth of bonds that may be fake. It also says other banks in the state may have bought fraudulent bonds as well, to the tune of $30 to $40 million. Arkansas Business says First Southern Bank officials, the FDIC, and perhaps the FBI, have been investigating the bonds sold to the bank between December 2008 and September of this year. The problem was discovered about a month ago. The paper says the investigation is to determine whether or not these bonds, or any part of them, are fraudulent. The bonds were sold to First Southern by Searcy attorney Kevin Lewis. Arkansas Business said so far, no one's been able to locate him. The phones at his Searcy law office and his home in West Little Rock have been disconnected. Arkansas Business said a First Southern official told them, quote, "We are still a viable bank. Our doors have not been shut. Still, for this community, it is devastating. I don't think there's any dispute that what happened here more than severely crippled our capitalization," unquote. If the bonds purchased by First Southern are fake, it would just about wipe out its equity capital, which as of September 30th of this year was $19.2 million. First Southern Bank has shown modest growth since it was established in 2005 and through September 30th of this year had a net income of $510,000 this year. Arkansas Business said there's not much known about Kevin Lewis, the seller of the bonds. He earned a law degree from the University of Arkansas, got his law license in 1993. He has not had any disciplinary action. His areas of practice included municipal finances, real estate finance, and commercial real estate. First Southern is already trying to track down Lewis's assets, which would help the bank recapitalize. One of the assets is a Chenal Valley home purchased in 2007 for $1.2 million. And that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.